such a smorgasbord of good food for you today that I don't know where to start. Have you ever gone to a cafeteria or a smorgasbord and gone through the line? And what they do is they put the dessert out first, don't they? So you'll eat the dessert. I feel like I've already served dessert. If you tasted that, I hope you're hungry, because what a bountiful table will be spread this morning. You like Old Testament types? You're going to love this. And like I said, I just don't know where to start. If you'll turn first to Revelation 2, Revelation 19. I told you I don't know where to start. Revelation 19, turn over there. I want to just... In Revelation 2, listen as you're turning. In Revelation 2, the Lord said to His church, He said, I'll give you a white stone to him that overcometh. Now, believe it. I'll give you a white stone, a new name, and hidden manna. Hidden manna. And this message, you're going to get some hidden manna. That's food that's hidden. Sweet, good food that's hidden. Not everybody gets to eat it. But a new name, he said, a white stone, a new name. In Revelation 19, verse 12 and 13, speaking of Christ, says his eyes were as a flame of fire, on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And over in chapter 2, it said nobody knew but he to whom he revealed it. He knew, and he revealed it to some. They had the new name. And verse 13 says, his name is called the Word of God. And down in verse 16, he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings. Do you know who this king is? Well, turn with me now to 1 Kings as we look at the King of Kings. The hidden manna within 1 Kings. Yes, the King of 1 Kings. And where will you find him? The first chapter. Very clearly. Story of the King of 1 Kings. And we'll just do a running commentary of these verses here, all right? There's just so much here. I was sitting there reading and just overwhelmed. Every verse. All right, 1 Kings. Now, David was king. David was king. And he's now very old. And David had many sons. All right? David was king. And he had many sons. And David, in this story, is going to represent God Almighty. All right. Down in verse 5, let's begin there. Verse 5. One of the king's sons, named Adonijah. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalteth himself, saying, are you with me now? You're going to have to ask the Lord to absolutely give you ears to hear. He that hath ears to hear. All right? 1 Kings 1, verse 5. Then Adonijah, one of the king's sons, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. All right? Saying, I will. One of the king's sons. Now, the Lord God is Lord over all. God Almighty is every man's God, whether he knows it or not. He's every man's God. He's every man's king. Christ is, whether he acknowledges him or not. God's will be done, even though a man doesn't believe that. It will. Paul said about God, he said, in him we live and move and have our very being. He said, the offspring of God, that is his creation. All right? Man, though, by nature, exalts himself. Doesn't it? Self. Man exalts man. Man exalts himself. He exalts his free will. Man believes, I will. My will. Man exalts himself. Self-righteousness. Right? Over God's will. Man believes his will be done. Over God's will. Now, God's will is going to be done. We're going to see that in this story. King David's going to get his will. He's already willed it. But here this one feller named Adonijah just said, I will. You will you? We'll see about that. But he exalts himself. He exalts his will. And man's doing the same thing. Exalting self. Exalting free will. Saying, I have a free will. Well, you do you? We'll see about that. Imagining he has power. The kings of the earth have set themselves. Adonijah set himself on a little man-made throne. Like I've said before, I bet it was made by American Standard Plumbing. At any rate, he sat himself on a little throne. All right? I will. I've got a free will. I'm a king. Imagine it. Why do the heathen rage like that? And imagine the people imagine a vain thing. Imagine that. And man thinks he's a king. Thinks he has a free will. Imagine that. Well, look at verse 6. Verse 6, now Adonijah, his father, David, had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? He also was a very goodly man. In other words, when he did this, when he exalted himself, and when he sat on a little throne and started gathering all these people after him, saying, I will be king and all that, David never confronted him. David never confronted it. You reckon David heard about it? Oh, yeah, David knew what was going on. Some went to him later and said, don't you know what's going on? Yeah, he knows. Well, David never confronted it. And so Adonijah thought, well, it must be so. I must be king. David approves. My father, he loves me. The king loves me. And he approves that I have a free will. And I'm free to do, free agent, free to do what I will. I must be king. See, David didn't confront him. You understand that? Are you with me? All right. God hasn't spoken from heaven for 2,000 years. God hadn't confronted all these would-be kings, all these self-willers, all these free-willers, all these pinhead people, persons that stand up and say, I will. I'm king. Free will. You know, put it across the top of their building. Free will. No different than what Adonijah did here. Same thing. God has not spoken out loud and confronted them and say, what are you doing? And so they imagine. Well, it must be so, honey. You see that? They imagine, well, king approves. Yeah, it must be so. Look at it says he was a goodly man. He was a goodly man. He was a
John, apparently he was a moral, upstanding, a fine fella, a good son. Religious, I guarantee you he was religious. I bet you he worshipped like his fathers, according to the tradition of his fathers. A goodly man. All right? A goodly man. But in verse 6 says, he prepared in chariots and men to run before him. He heaped to himself a bunch of people, having itching ears to hear, tell me I'm king. He got all these people together. I don't know what's going on here. I don't have everybody's ear already. Do you see what's going on here? Adonijah represents mankind who thinks he has a free will, who thinks he's, and thinks because God hadn't spoken out loud all these years that it must be so, all right? And he heaps to himself teachers having itching to tell me I'm powerful. Tell me I have a free will. Tell me I'm great. Tell me God loves me. Tell me. And they did. They followed after Adonijah. Bunches of them. A whole crowd of them. You're king, Adonijah. You're king. I am, aren't I? And man heaps to himself, you know. Look at who he gathered together. Verse 7. He conferred with Joab. Who was Joab? Captain of the king's army. Everybody knew Joab. If Joab was today, he'd be, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It might be him. What's that other fellow had? Schwarzen. Well, who was the general? Schwarzkopf. If this had been like a revival meeting today of a bunch of free willers, you know, and they invite Norman Schwarzkopf or Arnold Schwarzenegger and all these captains and mighty men, you know, to sit on the stage with him. That's what Adonijah did. And he got him a priest, Abathar, the priest. He had a well-known evangelist come in. And they followed Adonijah and helped him. Yes, you're king. Free will. You're somebody. You got power. God loves you. King loves you. He approves of what you're doing. He's with you. God's with you. Look at all these people. He must be. King must approve. Look at all these people. Couldn't be all these people here and not be so, and the king not approve of it. Huh? That's what man's doing today. He's got a vast crowd of people, everybody following. Famous, the rich and the famous sitting on stage. It must be so. Joab's up there. Well, it must be so. Oprah believes it. Right? Michael's doing it. Dion's preaching it. Goodness gracious, it's got to be so. Doesn't mean the king approves of it. He's going to speak all right. He's going to speak all right. But just not, just, he's going to speak. I'm going to vex him in his sore displeasure. Well, the priest followed and helped him and so on. But verse 8. Now, but Zadok, listen. Zadok be priests. Now this is the true priest. This was the king, the priest of David's making. And Benaiah, son of Jehoiada. Nathan, the prophet. That's the true prophet. Remember Nathan? He's the true prophet. The faithful prophet. He even confronted the king one time. And Shimei and Rhea and the mighty men which belonged to David. They weren't with Adonijah. They didn't join in this crowd to tell Adonijah he was king, to exalt his will. They didn't join in. And look at verse 9. It says, Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle. They had a lot of blood flowing, didn't they? Not talk about blood. And on, they called the king's sons and all. And they appeared to be king's sons, bunches of them. Verse 10, but Nathan the prophet now, the true prophet, he wasn't invited. Read on, verse 10. And Benaiah and the mighty men and Solomon,
They didn't call him. Solomon wasn't there. The king's son, he wasn't there.
They had a big crowd, all right. They had lots of rich and famous and mighty and notable, but the king's son wasn't there. The king didn't approve of it. The king's son wasn't there, and the true prophet wasn't there. If they'd invited them, they wouldn't have come anyway. Huh? Hey, we're going to exalt Adonijah's free will. Would you come? Why, no. How are we part of that? The king's will be done, not him. Huh? Do you see the picture?
Listen. They weren't invited and they wouldn't have come if they had been invited. They had but one king.
David.
And they had heard, listen, they had heard before that David had already made his son heir to the throne. They already heard that David had but one son. One well-beloved son who was going to be king. He'd already said so. They'd heard it. They'd heard the story long before that David's son was king and his will was going to be done. And God and David had invested in him all authority in Israel. And they bowed to one king, David, and his son. And they weren't going to take part in this self-worship, will-worship. And though man may think he's something when he's nothing today, though he thinks he has power and has God's favor and approval on his little religious meeting, and though many mighty and noble and rich and famous confer together, yes, all mankind, God's people don't join with them. The called, the chosen, and the faithful. Over there in Revelation it said that those that were with the king were called, chosen, and faithful. They belong to the king. They weren't invited, and they wouldn't have come if they had been. And they know and believe, God's people know and believe, that God has but one Son who is king, one man with all power, one whose will above all is free, Jesus Christ. That's who. Well, there's two persons in this story here. Two persons heard of all this blasphemy that was going on. Two persons. Nathan, the prophet, and Bathsheba, the king's bride. Are you with me? Is somebody with me? Two people heard about all this blasphemy that was going on. The prophet and the bride. Bathsheba. From whom the king's son came. All right? They heard about all this blasphemy, and they conferred together. They got together. The prophet and the bride got together to confer. They were going to go tell the king, complain to the king. Do you see what's going on? About Adonijah's uprising. Look at all this stuff in your name. This self-worship, this will-worship, this man-crowning stuff that's going on. They were going to go complain to the king. Look at verse 13 and 14. All right? Oh, my, every verse. Well, look at verse 12. Nathan the prophet said to Bathsheba, the prophet said to the bride, said, come, I pray thee, I'm going to give you counsel that you save your life and your son. You save your life and your son if you hear the counsel I'm giving you. Go to the king. Go, verse 13. Go and get thee in unto the king David. Go to the king and say unto him, didn't you say? Didn't you say, my Lord? My Lord, my king. O king. Didn't you swear? Yes, didn't you make an oath? A covenant? Didn't you say, thus saith the king, to me your bride? Didn't you say, assuredly, Solomon's on the throne? Solomon shall reign. Didn't you say that? I've heard you say that. I heard you swear that.
I heard in a covenant that he shall sit. He shall. I heard that.
Go tell him that. Plead his word. Plead his oath. Plead his covenant.
Against all this stuff that's going on. And the prophet said, behold, while you tell him, verse 14, while you're saying it, I'm going to come in and confirm it. And at the mouth of two or three witnesses, this thing will be established. What's going on here? I'm going to be right behind you. I'm going to be complaining too. Didn't you say? So, verse 15, here's what the bride does. Here's how the bride approaches the king. Verse 15. The bride went in unto the king. In verse 16, and Bathsheba bowed down. She feared the king. She was his bride, but she still feared the king, didn't she? She was this man's wife, but she feared him. She didn't go up and say, David, now you're going to have... Any more than man, the church being Christ's bride, goes up there and says, no, Jesus... Never! She bowed. Right? Did obeisance. And said, look at verse 16. The king said, what do you want? What do you want? And she said, look at verse 17, my Lord. Does that sound familiar? Anybody was with me this morning? What? What are you looking for, you fellows of John there?
Rabbi.
We came to hear from you. We want to hear what you say. We came to you. What do you want?
You.
Your word. Read it, verse 17. And she said unto him, My Lord, thou swearest by the Lord thy God unto thine handmaid. Now you told me this. You swore it at the mouth of the king. A thing's established now. Back in the old days, you know, it was said that the law of the Medes and the Persians. You ever heard that? I mean, it was unalterable, unchangeable, whatever, the law of the king. Well, Nebuchadnezzar, you remember when he made the law and they found Daniel guilty of breaking it, and he couldn't change it. Darius is who it was. He couldn't change it. He wanted to, but he could not change it. Well, the king's word, you see, the decree is established and it will not be changed. And this is what she's pleading with him. The king's word, the oath of the king, you swore unto me, your bride, your handmaid, saying assuredly, verse 17. Assuredly, Solomon, she went with just what the prophet told her to plead. You said assuredly, Solomon, your son reigns, that he shall sit upon the throne. But now, Adonijah's down there. He's reigning. Don't you know it? Don't you know that Adonijah, don't you see what's going on? Do you hear what's going on? Adonijah, he's reigning. And you know, people, I've gone to God the same way. Believing though what I believe, knowing assuredly that God has set His Son on the throne and that His will be done and He does reign and rule. I see all this blasphemy going on. And sometimes I think, Lord God, why don't you put a stop to this? Do you hear what they're saying? The blasphemy in there. Do you hear the will worship, the self-exaltation, the crowning of man as a little king? Do you hear this? Would you speak? Doesn't Jesus Christ reign and rule? Aren't you sovereign, O God? Your will? Listen to the crowd. Don't you know? Yeah. I think I see David kind of
That's what Psalm 2 said, the king shall laugh. The heathen are raging. The people are imagining. They set themselves in. Who's meeting? Adonijah and Joab. Adonijah. Well. Oh, look. Read on. And there's blood being shed, verse 19, is slain oxen and so on. They call all the sons of the king. Look at all these people that claim to be king's sons. Priests, captains, and all that. Solomon. He hath not called now. All right, look at verse 20. She says, Thou, O Lord, my Lord, O King, the eyes of all Israel are on you. That you should tell us who shall sit on the throne. I know you've declared it before. I know you said assuredly it is so, and then what you said will be. But tell us again, who is king? Make it known. Who's reigning? Whose will be done? Verse 21, if it's not so, now me and Solomon, we're going to be counted offenders. If it's not so, then it's all in vain. We're yet in our sins. Would you speak? Well, while she was speaking, Nathan comes in, the prophet. Verse 22, and talked with the king. Nathan the prophet also came. They said, Nathan's here. And when he came in, verse 23, how did the prophet approach the king? The bride bowed down. She feared him. Well, how about the true prophet of the king? How's he approached the king? Huh? Are they on first name basis? Good buddies? How does he approach the king? Verse 23, the prophet came in, bowed himself down and said, if David, what do you want? My Lord. O King. And he said, did you say? Now, this is the prophet. The prophet, he's been reading the Word of God for years. He's been reading the oath of the king. He's been thinking about that. He's been dwelling on the king's son and the decree of the king and reading the word of God and all these years. And he hears all this commotion going on and all the people that follow him. All the wheel worship and all the man exaltation and all the crowd that's following. Everybody's getting in on it. And the true prophet says, now, I've been reading your word for years now. I've heard what you've said. Did you say anywhere? Have you said anywhere that Adonijah has a free will? I might have missed it, but would you please show me where you said that? Would you? I heard now. I heard that, and I believed all these days that Solomon was the king. Solomon's reigning and ruling. He's the one. Verse 27, he said, is this thing done by my Lord the king? Are you in this? Everybody else is. Are you in it? And people, I have to admit, I look at religion today and I stop every now and then. I do. I've got a confession to make. I see the whole world going after this religion today. And a lot of talk about blood, you know, and this and that. And good talk, good things going on, good things being said. He said some good things. There's some good people. They're good people. I hear these preachers, they're good men. And I stop every now and then. Roberta, I do. I stop every now and then and I say,
Is this wrong? Surely, all these people can't be wrong. Maybe man does have a little free will. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe I'm preaching it wrong. I've just been declaring one will, one king. I've been talking about man being dead. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he does have power. The king hadn't. Maybe he approves of this. And I'd go to him and say, would you confirm it again to me? Would you tell me one more time? Who's reigning? Are you in this? Are you in this religion today, God? Verse 28. Then King David said, and like I said, again, I hear him laugh. Then shall the king laugh. And what does he do? Call Bathsheba.
Call the bride. I'm going to call a council now. They've had their little council. It's going to come to naught.
They have their gathering, all their people. Many are called, but I got a few chosen. Call Bathsheba. Call Nathan. Call this one. Call that one. And above all, call Solomon. I got a few chosen, you say.
Many are called to their group, their vast group. That I got a few chosen, and I'm calling them right now, and I'm going to confirm to them all over again. Who's reigning? Who's ruling? Who's king?
And verse 28 says, call me Bathsheba. And she came into the king's presence and stood. Now see, John, after she bows, then she stands. Those that bow shall stand before the king someday. Those that stand before him now will be. See the order? And the king swear, verse 29, the king swear, you're not supposed to swear. Well, he did it. He swear, and I can swear by no greater, he said. By myself, upon my word. Y'all ever used to say that, you country folk?
Huh?
Well, upon my word. Well, big deal. Your word. Well, the king said it. Upon my word. As the Lord liveth, and hath redeemed my soul out of all distress, even as I swear, just like I said it, just like I always been saying it, from the beginning, ever since I set him up, I said assuredly, Solomon shall reign. He shall sit upon the throne. Even so will I, certainly. I don't care what Adonijah said. I don't care who all thinks what. Their thoughts are not my thoughts. Their ways not my ways. Their words not my word. But here's my word. I will. And Solomon shall. Did you hear it, Bathsheba? Verse, she heard it. Verse 31, she bowed again and said, that's the way I like it. Yes, sir. Let my Lord King David live forever. And now she has a smile on her face. That's what I thought, and that's the way I like it. I remember hearing you say that, and I doubted that. Oh, Lord King, help my unbelief. How could I have doubted your word? Solomon, your will be done. And King David said, well, call Zadok. Call Nathan. Call several. I'm going to tell them all. What did he tell them all? What did he tell every one of his chosen? The same. same thing. And look at what he said. Now, verse 33, and the king said unto them, take with you the servants of your Lord. Go get a mule. Go get an ass, the foal of an ass. And we're going to take my son, Solomon. Mine only son. My chosen son. Well beloved. And we're going to lift him up now. Get everybody together. Get my people whom I made a covenant with. And we're going to lift up my son. And we're going to parade him through. And we're going to blow a trumpet. That everybody, all the house will know assuredly, David hath made his son king. Not Adonijah. He set him on that mule. In verse 34, let the priest and the prophet anoint him there, blow the trumpet, saying, God save King Solomon.
Best I can do. Goodness gracious. And Wednesday night we're going to hear. I had some notes, so I'm glad I didn't have to use them. And Psalm 2. You know why we read Psalm 2 now?
He said now. And now here's the story. David put Solomon on that mule. And all the chosen, Bathsheba and Zadok and Nathan and all gathered around him, they came riding into town, brother. Hallelujah. Solomon reigns. Solomon reigns. Blowing the trumpet, laugh. Everybody is Solomon reigns, not Adonijah. Solomon. Solomon's will be done. Not Adonijah. Solomon's. Y'all better bow down to King Solomon now, lest he be angry. He perish from the way. Solomon's reign. Well, that crowd of people were meeting with Adonijah. They missed it. Solomon wasn't there. Well, he's right in the midst of his people, though. The call chosen. The faithful to the king. King Solomon was lifted up and riding before him into the city, into Zion. Wednesday night, I hope you'll be here. We're going to see. Oh, Adonijah, he heard the commotion. He heard the commotion. Said, what's going on? And somebody told him. And he ran, laid hold on the altar.
All right, so let's sing that song. One, number 16, The Lord is King. Number 16.